Since European Union enlargement 2 years ago, hundreds of thousands of young people from the new, mostly ex-communist member states have gone to the United Kingdom and Ireland in search of work and opportunity. At the end of February, a free weekly magazine directly aimed at such young immigrants was launched in London. It's called Fusion, and its Czech editor is Klára Smolová. On the phone from the British capital, she explained the thinking behind it to Ian Willoughby.
The aim of Fusion is to cater people from Central and Eastern European countries, mainly those that entered the European Union in May 2004, to basically give them all the information they need for their life in London and UK in general. They're looking for some basic information, but for information about their community, about where to go, have fun, where to eat, you know, good tips, travel and stuff like this.
How much of it is in English and how much in the different languages of the countries you cover, so to speak?
It's all in English. The only section that is translated into various languages, into all of the 8 languages, is a section called First Aid, which basically gives very essential information about how to open a bank account, how to get insured, I don't know, how to find a job, how to travel around London and stuff like this. But everything else is in English because it's the one communication language between all the nations, plus, you know, when people come here, they need to speak English to be able to live properly here.
I understand there are something like 500,000 East Europeans now in London. How many of them are Czech, roughly? Roughly how many Czechs are there?
Yeah, that's the estimation, the unofficial estimation, basically. There are about 500,000. The biggest community is the Polish, which is about 58%. The Czechs, they're supposed to be about 6% of the whole amount.
What kind of things are they doing in general, the young Czechs in London?
According to the work statistics from workers' registration scheme, all of these nations usually, when they come here, they engage mostly in administration and business management, and then hospitality and catering, and on the third place, agriculture, which is rather the seasonal works. But I also met a lot of people that are studying and want to advance their career, and so that's what they are doing here.
Given the fact that the Poles are the biggest group of East Europeans, I suppose, in London, does their predominance influence the content of Fusion magazine? Is there more stuff for Poles than for other countries?
Well, we are trying to be very equal and offer information for everybody and treat all the nations equally. But inevitably, if there is a bigger group of somebody, then, you know, of some one of these nations, it means that you find more case studies, you find more shops that are designed for them, you find more entertainment for them. So inevitably, you end up writing more about people from that community than from the others, but we are trying to really keep it as equal as possible.
And Ian Willoughby was speaking to editor at Fusion magazine, Klára Smolová. And for more information, go to www.fusionmagazine.co.uk.